Welcome to Money is Freedom, a podcast exploring how finance and freedom connect in our lives. Created from thoughtful research and narrated by Notebook LM AI, this series brings you clear, meaningful insights into finance and beyond. In episode 18, we dive into the transformative potential of stablecoins in the payments industry, inspired by the A16Z crypto article, How Stablecoins Will Eat Payments. We'll explore how stablecoins are disrupting traditional payment systems, their advantages in speed, cost, and global accessibility, and what this shift means for businesses and consumers. Join us as we unpack the rise of stablecoins and their path to becoming the future of money movement.
Welcome back for another deep dive. Today, we're going to be talking about stablecoins.
Okay.
Specifically, their potential to kind of shake things up in the payments industry. The source that we're using is a recent article from A16Z Crypto.
Okay.
And let me tell you, they paint a fascinating picture of the future of money.
It really is fascinating.
Like how money could move in the future.
Yeah, how it could address some of these pain points that have been around for so long in a system that, like, honestly affects all of us.
Yeah, for sure. It's easy to take payments for granted, right?
Right.
I mean, you swipe your card, tap your phone, boom.
Yeah.
Transaction's done.
Easy.
But, you know, behind the scenes, it is a trillion-dollar industry with a lot of moving parts.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of opportunity for change.
For sure.
You know, the A16Z article throws out some numbers that are pretty staggering.
Yeah, they do.
In 2023, global payment systems processed over 3.4 trillion transactions.
Wow.
Moving $1.8 quadrillion.
Yeah.
That's 18 zeros, by the way.
It's hard to even fathom that number.
Just to kind of
you know,
let that sink in.
Yeah.
So it's an insane amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the takeaway here isn't just the volume.
Right.
It's who's getting a cut of this enormous pie.
Right.
Payment processors, networks, pulling in trillions in revenue.
Yeah.
And that cost is often passed down to businesses and ultimately consumers.
The end user.
Think about that small business down the street.
Yeah.
You know, the one you love getting your coffee from.
Yeah.
They're paying almost 15% in fees.
Really?
For every credit card transaction.
Wow.
So if I buy a $2 cup of coffee, that little shop is giving up 30 cents.
Wow.
Just to process the payment.
That's wild. Yeah. That's the reality of these traditional systems.
Wow.
And that's one of the key reasons why stablecoins are getting so much attention.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Maybe we should take a step back for a second.
Yeah.
And kind of break down how this complex system works.
Sure.
Like, how do payments actually happen?
Yeah. So you've got these payment rails.
Okay.
Which are essentially the technological highways for these transactions.
Got it.
Then you have the payment processors, companies like Stripe, Square, facilitating that movement of funds.
Right.
And then you have payment service providers like Venmo, PayPal, giving users access to these systems.
So it's like a multi-layered cake.
Yeah.
And each layer is taking a slice.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's not just about fees, right?
Yeah, you're okay.
There are other inefficiencies too.
The article goes into these four key measures of a payment system. Timeliness, cost, reliability, and convenience.
Okay.
Each player kind of prioritizes these measures differently, and it makes it kind of a chaotic landscape.
Okay, so let's unpack these a bit. Credit cards, for example, right?
Mm-hmm.
Instant processing, super convenient for the user, but high fees can be a real burden.
For sure.
For the business, and then there's chargebacks?
Chargebacks, exactly. Debit cards have lower fees, but they're still subject to processing costs and regulatory caps.
Right.
Which can limit their use, especially for international transactions.
Right. And then there's ACH transfers.
Right.
Relatively inexpensive, but can take days to clear.
Yeah.
And wire transfers, oh, don't even get me started.
Yeah, those fees.
On those fees.
Freeze.
Each method has its pros and cons.
Yeah.
But the current system
for sure
is ripe for disruption.
Definitely.
And stablecoins offer a really interesting alternative.
They do.
Now, our listeners are pretty savvy when it comes to crypto, so I won't insult their intelligence by asking what a stablecoin is.
Okay.
But for those who might be tuning in for the first time,
maybe
we could just touch on the basics.
Yeah. Stablecoins are essentially cryptocurrencies that are designed to maintain a stable value
by
being pegged or linked to a more stable asset, like the US dollar or a basket of currencies.
So unlike Bitcoin, which can swing wildly
right.
in price.
Yeah.
Stable coins are designed to hold their value,
exactly.
making them much more suitable for everyday transactions.
For sure. And it goes beyond just price stability. We're seeing all these different types of stable coin models now, like,
okay.
you know, algorithmic stable coins, those backed by fiat reserves, even hybrid models. Each has its own set of advantages and challenges, which is where a lot of the innovation is.
And it seems like people are catching on, right?
Yeah.
The article mentions that in the last month alone, over 28.5 million people used stablecoins for over 600 million transactions.
It's incredible. Those numbers are only going to grow, too,
yeah.
as people discover the benefits.
Especially in areas where traditional payments systems fall short, like remittances, for example.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Sending money overseas.
Yeah.
Remember those hefty fees?
Yeah.
With stablecoins, sending $200 to Colombia can cost less than a penny.
It's amazing. A game changer for people who rely on sending money back home.
That's amazing. And it's not just individuals, right?
No, you're right.
Businesses.
Businesses, especially those operating internationally.
Yeah.
They're starting to see the appeal.
I can imagine.
Imagine cutting out all those intermediaries and their fees when you're making international payments.
That's huge.
Think about the time and cost savings, not to mention the reduced risk and complexity.
The article uses the example of a garment manufacturer in Mexico.
Okay.
Paying a textile supplier in Vietnam.
Okay.
Traditionally, that payment would go through multiple banks, foreign exchange services, each taking a cut, adding to the processing time.
Totally.
With stable coins, that transaction happens directly.
Right.
Much faster and at a fraction of the cost.
Much more efficient.
It's like streamlining the entire supply chain.
Exactly.
And making it more efficient and transparent.
For everyone.
For everyone involved.
Yeah.
So we've established that stable coins offer some pretty significant advantages.
Yeah.
over traditional payment methods.
Yeah, for sure.
But, you know, how does this theoretical potential translate into real world adoption?
Mm-hmm.
Are businesses actually making the switch?
Yeah, that's the key question. And the article highlights a few trends that are paving the way for broader stablecoin adoption.
Yeah.
And one of the most interesting, I think, is the rise of what they call stablecoin orchestration.
Stablecoin orchestration.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds a bit technical.
It does, yeah.
Can you break that down a little?
Yeah, essentially it's all about making it easier for businesses to integrate stablecoins into their existing operations.
Gotcha.
So we're talking about tools that can help them manage payroll, invoicing, subscriptions, all those essential back office functions.
So it's not about ripping or replacing their entire system.
Right.
But rather adding a layer of stablecoin functionality on top.
Exactly. These orchestration tools act like a bridge between the traditional financial world and the world of stablecoins.
Okay.
Allowing businesses to reap the benefits without having to undergo a massive system overhaul.
And I imagine this is particularly appealing to smaller businesses who might not have the resources for a complete digital transformation.
Right. It's a way for them to kind of dip their toes in the water and experiment with these faster, cheaper, more globally accessible payments.
That makes a lot of sense. So we've got back office integration happening.
Right.
What other trends are we seeing?
Another key driver is the increasing integration of stablecoins into platforms that people are already using.
Okay.
So think Venmo, Apple Pay, PayPal, Cash App, even Revolut. They're all starting to support stablecoins in one way or another.
So it's becoming more and more seamless for users to interact with stablecoins.
Right.
Without having to, you know, learn a whole new system
Right.
or download a bunch of new apps.
Exactly. It's all about convenience.
Right.
But there's also a growing incentive for businesses to make the switch.
Quite.
Stablecoin issuers, companies like Circle, PayPal, and Tether are starting to share profits.
Pictures.
With businesses that adopt their stablecoins.
So it's kind of like a rewards program.
Yeah, in a way.
For using stablecoins.
Businesses can earn a portion of the yield generated by these stablecoin transactions.
Okay.
Which further incentivizes them to integrate this technology.
That's a clever strategy.
It is.
Because it benefits both sides.
Right.
You know, users get access to a more efficient payment system.
Yeah.
Businesses get rewarded for adopting it.
Everyone wins.
Win-win. But there's another, perhaps even more crucial factor driving adoption. Regulatory clarity.
Regulatory clarity, it's always a big topic when it comes to crypto.
Yeah, for sure.
What's the landscape looking like?
Yeah, what's the current landscape for stablecoins?
It's still evolving,
okay,
but we're seeing positive developments.
Yeah.
The European Union, for example, have already implemented the Markets in Crypto Assets Regulation, or MiCA. It establishes clear rules for stablecoin issuers, which has really boosted confidence in the European market.
And what about the U.S.?
The U.S. is still working on a comprehensive framework,
yeah,
but there's growing bipartisan support,
okay,
for stablecoin legislation.
Gotcha.
The focus is on ensuring that stablecoins are fully backed by high-quality assets with robust auditing and measures to prevent illicit activities.
So it's finding that balance, right?
Yeah.
Fostering innovation and protecting consumers.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And as those regulations become clearer, more businesses will feel comfortable integrating stablecoins into their operations.
Makes sense.
They want to know they're operating within a stable and predictable legal framework.
Yeah, of course.
And each company that makes the switch sends a powerful message to the market,
yeah,
that stablecoins are a viable, reliable, and regulated alternative.
Right.
It's like a snowball effect.
I'm curious, with all this talk about payments,
yeah,
are stablecoins only useful for that?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
And this is where things get really interesting.
Okay.
The article points out that stablecoins are more than just a payment mechanism.
Okay.
They're also programmable.
Programmable.
Yeah.
What does that mean in this context?
So it means you can essentially write code that interacts with stablecoins.
Okay.
Automating certain actions or triggering specific events based on predefined conditions.
So it's like building smart contracts.
Exactly.
On top of stablecoins.
Exactly. And this opens up a whole new world of possibilities.
Yeah.
Imagine being able to automate payments.
Yeah.
Create personalized financial products or even build entirely new business models based on these programmable stablecoin rails.
That's mind-blowing.
It is.
It's like stablecoins aren't just about disrupting the payments industry.
Right.
It's about creating a more dynamic and flexible financial ecosystem.
Exactly. And this is where we start to see the true transformative potential of stablecoins. It's about moving from a centralized, gatekeeper-driven financial system to a more decentralized, open, and user-centric model.
So what does this all mean for the average person?
Yeah.
How will this stablecoin revolution actually impact our lives?
Well, in the short term, we can expect to see more businesses offering stablecoin payment options.
Okay.
Which could lead to lower prices for goods and services.
So I could potentially buy my groceries, my coffee, even pay my rent.
Yeah.
With stablecoins.
Yeah.
Knowing that I'm avoiding those pesky transaction fees.
Exactly. And as adoption grows, we'll likely see new and innovative financial products emerge that are tailored to the unique capabilities of stablecoins.
Like what?
Think microloans, automated savings plans, or even decentralized insurance platforms.
So it's like giving people more control.
Exactly.
Over their finances and empowering them to participate in the financial system.
Exactly.
In new and exciting ways.
That's the idea. And in the long term, the impact could be even more profound. We could see the emergence of entirely new business models and industries built around stablecoin technology.
And that's like the early days of the internet.
Exactly.
Where people were just starting to grasp the potential of this new technology.
And just like the internet, stablecoins have the potential to disrupt existing industries and create entirely new ones.
This is getting really exciting.
It is.
But before we get too carried away with all the potential benefits, are there any downsides or risks that we should be aware of?
Of course, like any emerging tech, stablecoins aren't without their challenges.
Right. Let's talk about some of those potential hurdles.
Well, one of the biggest is scalability.
Okay.
As more people and businesses start using stablecoins, the underlying blockchain networks need to be able to handle a massive increase in transaction volume.
So it's kind of like a traffic jam.
Yeah, exactly.
The more cars on the road, the slower things move.
If transactions become too slow or expensive, it could really hinder that adoption of stablecoins. So ongoing development and innovation in blockchain technology is really crucial to ensure that those networks can handle the load.
That makes sense.
Security is another big one.
Yeah.
We've seen with other cryptocurrencies that they can be vulnerable to hacking, other forms of cybercrime.
Right. People need to feel confident that their money is safe.
Exactly.
If stablecoins are going to become a mainstream payment method.
Robust security measures and protocols are essential to protect user funds and maintain trust in the system.
Makes sense.
And then there's the issue of interoperability.
Interoperability.
Yeah. Right now, the stablecoin landscape is pretty fragmented.
Okay.
You have different stablecoins operating on different blockchains.
Right.
And they don't always play nicely together.
So it's like having different languages, different currencies.
Exactly.
Makes it harder for people to communicate and transact.
Yeah, greater interoperability between stablecoins and different blockchain networks is crucial for those seamless and efficient transactions.
Gotcha.
We need a more unified system where stablecoins can flow freely between different platforms and services.
Sounds like there's still work to be done.
There is, but the good news is that there's a lot of innovation happening in this space.
Okay.
Developers are working on solutions to improve scalability, enhance security, and bridge the gaps between these different stablecoin ecosystems.
That's encouraging to hear.
Yeah.
So beyond those technical challenges, are there any broader societal or ethical considerations that we should be thinking about?
Yeah, definitely. As stablecoins become more integrated into our financial lives, it's important to think about their potential impact on financial inclusion, privacy, and even monetary policy.
For example, will stablecoins make financial services more accessible for underserved communities?
Mm-hmm.
Or could they exacerbate existing inequalities?
Those are great questions. And there are concerns about how they could be used for illicit activities, too, if not properly regulated.
Right.
So striking the right balance between fostering innovation and mitigating those potential risks is going to be crucial.
So it's a complex issue with a lot of different perspectives.
It is. And it's an ongoing conversation that involves policymakers, regulators, technologists, and the public. As with any powerful technology, it's essential to have thoughtful and informed discussions about how stablecoins can be used responsibly and ethically.
So after diving deep into this world
yeah.
of stablecoins, I have to say it's both exciting and a bit daunting.
It is.
There's so much potential.
So much.
But also so much to consider.
I agree. It really is a fascinating time to be following this space.
Yeah.
But even with all the challenges and uncertainties, one thing is clear. Stablecoins are a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah.
They have the potential to really reshape the financial landscape in some profound ways.
The article paints a picture of a future where payments are free, instant, and programmable.
Yeah.
It's a pretty compelling vision.
It is. And while that future may still be a ways off, the journey has begun.
So what can our listeners do to stay ahead of the curve?
Stay informed.
Okay.
Read about different stablecoin projects, understand the underlying technology, and follow those regulatory developments.
Don't be afraid to experiment a little.
Exactly.
Try using stablecoins for small transactions. Explore some of those platforms and services that are emerging.
The best way to understand the potential of stablecoins is to experience them firsthand.
Well, that's about all the time we have for today's deep dive. But before we go, what's one thing you hope our listeners take away from this conversation?
I hope they come away with a sense of curiosity and a willingness to explore this new frontier. Stablecoins are not just a technological innovation, they're a catalyst for change. And the journey is just beginning.
Beautifully said. And that wraps up our deep dive into the world of stablecoins and the future of payments. We hope you enjoyed the exploration. Until next time, stay curious and keep diving deep.